Sherlock, Scene 5. John, how bad am I? Have you taken leave of your senses? He might have killed you. It's superficial. Do not provoke him again. Do you understand me? One of the machine rooms for the old floodgates on the fleet. We're not far from the fleet main line. Oh, yes. I don't think so. He's not a Londoner, and strangely enough, I don't feel inclined to enlighten him. To hear his master's voice. They've been texting constantly. I think Cullen took his employer by surprise with this little adventure. I think so. Cullen has been trying to placate him. He did say they had similar interests. Now I want you to listen to me. You need to know how to survive this. He's back. John. I'm not. I give a damn. John? He doesn't know how to open the box! You're being played for a fool, and I'm not surprised. Come on, then. Cut off my hand for all the good it will do you. John, tell him the truth. Tell him! I want you to understand something. Your assessment of me is completely accurate. I am defective. And I'm telling you that if you do this, you will not get out of this room alive. You're dead. Come to take my tongue out? One of the drawbacks of such atmospheric lighting is the fact that the fuel is highly volatile. One spark is all it would take. Drop the phone. And your weapons. You would be well advised not to speak. Now stand away from him. Not that way. Over there. Hands behind your back. Perhaps if you survive this, you remember that it's a cardinal error to cuff someone who has any motivation to escape with their hands in front of them. All sorts of unfortunate things tend to accompany carelessness like that. Now get on your knees and stay there. Are you all right? Are you all right? I pickpocketed him when he was gagging me. Idiot had the key in his coat pocket. You're easily impressed. I won't bother asking how bad this is. Is there some way we can bind it up so it doesn't get any worse? You can use this. We need to move. Do you hear it? I've no idea. I haven't been down here since I was 12. I wasn't playing. I was looking for corpses. I got lost, of course. Bloody embarrassing. Will you be able to walk? I won't. He hurt John. You just made the biggest mistake of your life. Start running. We're in the sewers near the fleet main line. Do something about it. Unless you enjoy drowning, you're going to show us the way out of here. I don't have time to explain the history and design of the London sewers to you. You're going to take us to the nearest manhole shaft. Now. Would you prefer to be killed here? Are you burnt? He made it out of the room after all. I'm losing my touch. All right. I imagine I'll be sporting a few bruises tomorrow. Can you walk? There was a torch on Cullen's little toy table. Hang on. Do me a favor and put this inside your shirt for me for safekeeping. Absolutely not. I can't imagine why you'd think such a thing. You spend too much time on the internet. You're not imagining it. No signs, but I'm fairly certain the fleet main line is this way. The flooding will be worse, but there are more routes to the surface. I said fairly certain. Right. Exception noted. Come along, John.